A person intends to throw something to Amos and Rishus Rabbim, and mistakenly it goes for Amos, or Rava says he's potter because he didn't intend to throw it for Amos, and Abai says he's chai because he did intend to perform the act of throwing. If he threw something for Amos because he thought it was in Rishus HaYachid, but in fact he was in Rishus Rabbim, Rava says he's potter because he didn't intend to throw something in an asertic way, and Abai says he's chai because again he intended to perform the act of throwing. These two cases and the one from yesterday, at the end of the daf of yesterday, are really three similar cases. The last one was the one with the someone who cut something, an attached item, when he thought it was something that was detached. So they're really all the same three cases. And Abai and Rav have the same machloikis. All the cases are necessary. Because if you'd only have the first case with cutting the attached item, we'd say that Rav over there says he's potter because he didn't intend to do a cutting in an osurdik way. But in the second case where he threw it for Amos, he did intend to throw it, so it went further than he wanted to throw, so maybe it should be chayiv. That's why you have to say the second case as well. He says that Rav says he's potter. And if we wouldn't say the third case, we'd say in that case he's chayiv because he fully intended to throw the object for Amos. That's why we say the third case also says Rav says he's potter in that case as well. Mishnah says that there are 39 obvious malachos. Rav Yechin explains the reason you have to say 30 to give us the number 39 to teach that there are 39 groups, and that's the maximum amount of chatois that it can be chayiv for on a Shabbos for 39 malachos. It can only happen if he knows it's Shabbos, but he's a shoygeg l'gabei for all the malachos. Now, according to a bias, it makes sense because it could be that he knows it's Shabbos, and he meant to do the malachos in a way that it's mutter, meaning that at least it's not that he'd be potter because he was doing it less than the required amount to be chayiv, but he mistakenly did the full shear. So, but since according to Abai, he'd be chayiv for doing so. But according to Rava, he's not chayiv in that case. The only way according to Rava that he can be chayiv for 39 malachas is according to Rabbi Yochanan, because the person can be aware of Shabbos by knowing that the 39 malachas are lavim, but he can still be chayiv achatas if he doesn't realize that the malachas have a chayiv karis. However, according to Reish Lakish, it says he's only chayiv achatas if he's unaware that it's a lav altogether. How is it possible that someone's aware of Shabbos, but he's unaware of all 39 malachas? In regard to what is he aware that it's Shabbos, the Gemara says, like you mentioned a number of times already before, he holds a Rabbi Akiva, who holds it to halacha of tchum in his deraisa, and so even though it's not one of the 39 malachas, but it's still deraisa, so based on this, the person realizes it's Shabbos le'inyan tchumin, but not with regard to the 39 malachas. Look, the mission of 39 of voice malachas is areya seeding, chayrish, plowing, kaitzer, cutting, ma'amr, gathering, dosh, threshing, zoyre, winnowing, boyre, selecting, toichen, grinding, merakets, which is sifting, losh, which is kneading, oifevs, baking, goyze, which is shearing, malabin, which is whitening, menapet, which is beating, tsoyveyas, dyeing, toive is spinning, mesech is setting the threads in a weaving machine, making the batenirim, weaving two threads, removing two threads, kosher, which is knotting, mate, with opening knots, sewing two stitches, ripping in order to sew two stitches, trapping, shechting, skinning, salting the skin, tanning, smoothing, cutting, writing two letters, erasing in order to write two letters, building, demolishing, extinguishing, lighting a fire, makah bepatish, which is making the final blow, and transferring from one rishus to another. These are the obvious malachas, 40 minus 1. Gemara Rabbi Yochanan explains the reason why the Mishnah gives us the number 39, because it just counted and seen as 39, is to teach us that there's a maximum of 39 chatois that you can bring on Shabbos for doing a malach, all the malachas, b'shoigig in one period of unawareness. Mishnah said, as a rei v'achayrish. Murray asked that plowing is done before seeding. So why does the Mishnah mention seeding before plowing? The Murray says, the Tana was in Eretz Yisrael where they would plow after the seeding because the land was very hard and we plowed a second time. And the Mishnah is teaching that the second plowing is also in the Av Malacha of seeding. Raisa says, seeding, pruning, planting, trees, and grafting are all the same malacha. The chiddush is that if one does all of them, they're all one malacha, one av malacha, and therefore they considered they only be one chiyav chatos. Vacha, the name of Chiyav Rashi, the name of Ami, said, grafting is included in Zareya. Why is it not including in planting? Mara says, it's included in Zareya as well as in planting. Rav Kahana said, someone who prunes and needs the wood is chayav for cutting and for planting. Rav Yosef said, one who cuts a spasta is chayav for cutting and for planting because it helps it grow again. Abaya says, someone who cuts beets is chayav for cutting and for planting again because it helps it grow quickly again. Mishnah said v'achayrish. Isaac says plowing, digging, and making grooves are all the same halacha. Mishnah says someone who removes a mound of dirt from his house is chayav for building. If he does it in a field, he's chayav for plowing. Rava says if someone fills a hole in the house, he's chayav for building. If he does so in the field, he's chayav for plowing. Abba says someone who digs in his house because he needs the dirt is potter because he doesn't need the actual malacha. He just needs the dirt. This is true even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that when someone's chayav malacha shenis gufa, that's because he only says that you're chayav when you're accomplishing something. Here the digging is ruining, so therefore you'd be potter in this case. Mishnah said va'koitzer. Raisa says cutting all different kinds of fruits is considered to be koitzer. Papa says someone who throws a clump of earth at a date tree and not so of dates is chayav for two malachas, for cutting and for mefarik, which is like threshing, because he's removing the dates from the outer layer. Vashri says the person will be potter. This is not the normal way of cutting or of mefarik. Mishnah said va'me'amer. Papa says someone who collects salt from the drying ditches where sea salt is dried is chayav for ma'amer. Abaye said he's only chayav for ma'amer for something which grows from the ground. Mishnah said v'hadosh. Raisa says threshing, beating flax, and beating cotton are all the same malacha. Included in the same halacha. Mishnah said, "Hazoira habayra va'toychen va'merakit." Mari asks that winnowing and selecting and sifting are really all the same halacha. So why are they mentioned separately as three different halachas? And for the Gemara, Abaye and Rava both say anything done in the Mishkan is considered to be an av malacha, even if there are a few which are essentially the same thing. If they were done in the Mishkan, they're considered to be separate av malachas. Mari asks, why doesn't the Mishnah also say kaisa, which is like pounding to separate items, which was also done in the Mishkan, so it should be an av malacha? Abaye explains that poor people eat without doing the kaisa on the bread, so it's not something that's done by everybody, and that's why it's not considered to be an av malacha.